Welcome everyone to our meeting of the Newcastle County Council, August 21st. I'd like to call this meeting to order. If everyone could please stand and join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. If everyone could please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Here.
Cardia.
Here.
Ms. Ziller.
Here.
Mr. Collins.
Here.
Mr. Patrick.
Here.
Mr. Kovac.
Present.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Brenna.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
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 Mr. Weiner.
Here. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to the approval of minutes. Does any member of council have any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of July 24th, 2012?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Seeing none, there's been a motion and a second. Approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The minutes are approved. Moving on to item C, announcements from members of council. Any member of council have an announcement? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, I just want to put everybody on notice that I will not be introducing ordinance number 12-091. I've got to have an opportunity to read this and get into all the details, but I do appreciate the changes that are in that ordinance.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other announcements, members of council? Councilman Sheldon.
Yeah, Mr. Kovac, Mr. President, 12-122, I will be read in for the record, but I will be tabling it right afterwards.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. We appreciate that, especially in light of our discussions and committee meeting.
Yeah.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under the proper order of business, I, too, will be moving to table substitute 1, the resolution number 12-124, and I will just make some brief comments after it's read into the record.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other announcements from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the introduction of the ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 12-088, amendment grants budget appropriated $1,549,057.95 in program income to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program to address housing foreclosures in Newcastle County. Ordinance 12-089, amendment grants budget appropriated federal funding of $1,930,000 to 2012 JAG intelligence base with strategy grant to Newcastle County Police Department. Ordinance 12090, amending Newcastle County Code, Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code regarding garbage and rubbish collection in unincorporated Newcastle County.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinances shall be considered at September 4th, 2012 meeting. Those exceptions, those items that require Board or Commission recommendations. As noted, our council meetings have been modified slightly in light of election and religious holidays. Our next meeting will be September 4th. Moving on, reports from select and special committees. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Finance Committee met at 1:30 today in the 8th floor conference room, discussed issues on this evening's agenda, had a presentation from the Register of Wills on e-filing, approved a couple of grants, and a couple of travel requests.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Retta.
Thank you. Today in land use at 3 o'clock, we had a lengthy meeting, and we had different resolutions that were introduced, 12-118, 12-121, 12-122, and 12-125.
Thank you, Councilman. And today we had our executive committee meeting after we finished with the other robust discussions and meetings, interview candidate for the planning board, discussion resolution on tonight's agenda, and to announce FOIA request forms are now available online underneath all of our pictures. Moving on to the consent calendar. Our consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a council member or if public discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up if there is a particular item of concern. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member would like removed? Seeing none, is there anyone? Oh, no. It's not on the consent calendar. Is it? It's not on the consent calendar. It's on the version I have.
Oh, we are confused.
For what?
One, two, four?
No, 16. She's 16.
116.
Why would I be?
Thank you very much for reminding all of us.
Removing?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Mr. President, I move that resolution R-12-116 be removed from the consent calendar. And I believe that's due to the fact that we did not have an opportunity to interview.
Thank you, Councilman. And, normally we remove these upon a simple request, but if you want to move to table it as well, that would be fine at this time, too.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
There's been a motion to remove from the consent calendar and table. Otherwise, it would have to come up later in the agenda, and we'd have to table it. Councilman Smiley?
Point of order. Doesn't the tabling process take a separate vote and has up until now?
Yeah. It does indeed. It was removed from the consent calendar, and I just heard a motion to table the resolution.
So you're entertaining that for a vote now?
I am entertaining the motion to table for a vote now. The item has been removed from the consent calendar per request from a member of council. That's accomplished. We're now moving, and we've had a second to table this item, resolution 12-116. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution 12-116 is tabled. Just one more time. We'll check to make sure there's no other resolutions any member of council would like removed from the consent calendar. Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. If any member of the public would like an item to remove the consent calendar, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the remaining items on the consent calendar?
So moved. Second.
It's been a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar as modified. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the modified consent calendar.
Resolution 12-113, extending condolences to the family and friends of Mrs. Elsie M. Henderson Pettyjohn. Resolution 12-114, celebration day of recovery. Resolution 12-115, consenting to the appointment of David Shepherd to the Newcastle County Planning Board. Resolution 12-117, consenting to the reappointment of Marietta Whalen to the Newcastle County Board of Adjustment.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar, as modified, has been passed. Moving on to presentations. I'm not aware of any presentation.
Mr. President.
Yep, I'm sorry. Oh, maybe there is a presentation tonight. Councilman Cartier. Is this a resolution? Do you want?
Presentation.
Well, we haven't voted on it yet. Okay. They're whispering. We haven't.
Can't present it before we vote on it? I'd like to ask Christina Blumenthal to come up before us this evening.
He's hoping we did.
It won't become effective until you're
in. I agree.
So you can present it. It won't be effective.
At this moment, there's a rather poignant event going on for my office, and I want to have an opportunity to thank my legislator, Christina Blumenthal, who's been with me since my election to the 8th District expansion. Thank you.
Don't take it too far, we might need it back.
We haven't signed that yet.
Right. And we all know how you are with signing stuff.
Absolutely.
I couldn't resist.
Thank you for pointing that out. All right. No other presentations at this time. Seeing none, we'll move on to item H, which is consideration of resolutions, and I believe we have a motion from Councilman Bell.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to move that resolution number 12-126 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption, moving it to the front. Well, I guess we need to make a different motion. All right, let me start out by this because we're trying to get things straight this evening. But make a motion that resolution number 12-126 be moved to the front of the line up here for this evening as far as the resolutions that have been removed from the consent calendar.
Let me repeat that motion. We have a motion to suspend the rules for the consideration of resolution 12-126 at the beginning of the resolution process tonight. And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Councilman Bell, your motion has been passed, and I'll call on you for resolution 12-126.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 12-126 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 12-126 naming Newcastle County Police Academy building from Lieutenant Joseph L. Serva County Police Academy.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a brief history before I actually read the resolution in the record. Several months back, this began in conversation between our FOP leadership, in particular President Zielinski, Mike Zielinski, and Vice President Leonard, with myself and Councilman Jay Street. We both co-chair, as everyone knows, Public Safety Committee. And we had discussion on a manner in which Newcastle County could honor and recognize and remember Lieutenant Zerba. There was follow-up conversation. First of all, both myself and Jay, on behalf of council, embraced the idea. There was conversation that took place during the latter months between the FOP leadership, Major Mark Hitch, who's worked very closely with us, as well as members of the family, including Kathy Zerba, Joe Zerba's wife, and other members of the family. So this this particular resolution this evening is one that was presented to us in the beginning by the FOP leadership, the members of the police department, the family. I might mention before we read this into the record that normally when you present a resolution, you know, we normally send it around to other members of council to ask whether they wish to join in. I don't think there was any question on the part of anyone that this resolution enjoys the sponsorship of each and every one of the members of Newcastle County Council this evening. So with that, I would like to read the resolution into the record. And whereas Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba, after graduating from Slazenham High School and Westchester University, fulfilled his lifelong dream of becoming a police officer when he joined the Newcastle County Police Department on July 11, 1994. And whereas following graduation from the Newcastle County Police Academy on January 13, 1995, Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba was assigned to the Patrol Division. After completing 5 years in patrol, he was assigned into the Criminal Investigation Unit, where he served in the Family Services Unit, followed by serving in the Research, Development, and Inspections Unit. And whereas Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba was promoted to the rank of Sergeant on January 23, 2008, and assigned to E Squad as a patrol supervisor for the Central District. During his dedicated and distinguished 18-year law enforcement career, he received numerous unit citations, commendations of merit, and departmental letters of recognition and appreciation. Whereas on the evening of Friday, September 16, 2011, Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba responded to backup other officers who were searching for a disorderly subject on East Roosevelt Avenue in Penn Acres, Newcastle, when it was learned that a man suspected of stealing items from a vehicle had been chased by the owner of the car and was assaulted before the suspect fled on foot. And whereas Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba, after sighting a man meeting the suspect's description walking along East Roosevelt Avenue, immediately stopped his patrol car and approached the man, who then fled on foot. After a short foot chase, a struggle took place at East Roosevelt Avenue and Fifthian Drive. Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba was fatally stabbed while struggling with the suspect. And whereas the Newcastle County Council wishes to honor the heroism and memory of Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba, who made the ultimate sacrifice while faithfully serving and protecting the citizens of Newcastle County, and therefore will name the Newcastle County Police Academy building the Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba County Police Academy. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that Newcastle County's Police Academy building will be named the Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba County Police Academy in honor and remembrance of Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba, who was killed in the line of duty on September 16, 2012, while faithfully serving and protecting others. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Appreciate your reading that in its entirety into the record. Any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I would invite any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution to come forward at this time. Please, welcome, come to the podium.
I want to thank the County Council for voting to name the Police Academy in the honor of my husband, Lieutenant Joseph Zerba. I want to personally thank Councilman Bell and Councilman Street for their efforts. I also want to express my heartfelt appreciation and gratitude to Mike Zielinski, Newcastle County Police FOP President, for his hard work to make this wish come true. Joe steadfastly pledged his time, energy, and resources to supporting his fellow officers. He enjoyed teaching courses at the academy, being a field training officer, and eventually the supervisor of the field training officers. Thank you, County Council, for understanding that it isn't just about how my husband's life ended, but how he lived his life. I can think of no better place for new officer candidates to learn who Joe Zerba was, the life he led, the commitment he made doing the job he loved. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
President.
Councilman Weiner?
Yeah, just for the record, would you enter the speaker's name into the record?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, that was Lieutenant Zerba's wife, Kathy Zerba.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-126.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Vada?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Rothfeld, yes, 13, yes.
Resolution 12-126 is approved. Moving, do we have a motion to resume the normal course of business?
Yes, Mr. President, I would move that we resume back to the normal order of business.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to move back to normal order of business. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution 12-118, Councilman Retta.
Thank you. Take that resolution 12-118, place before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-118, to rename the non-residential subdivision recorded as Brookfield Apartments to Limestone Terrace Apartments.
Councilman Retta.
Per title.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Any questions, comments, members of the public?
It's not a limestone road.
Yes, it is.
Or down road.
Seeing none?
It's a long road.
Seeing none. Open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing no public comment. Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-118.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Carbier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Novak?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call, yes, 18.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-118 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-119, Councilman Smiley.
Mr. President, I would request that Resolution R-12-119 be read by title only, placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-119, consenting to the appointment of ICMARC as an approved administrator of the Deferred Compensation Plan pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03.206.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, we had a very good presentation on this in the Finance Committee today. In short, it's a new administrator for the deferred compensation plan for the county employees. The county employees will suffer no financial penalty for the transferring of funds, some of which will be over a five-year period in order to avoid that. And in addition, it will result in reduced fees to them for their financial investments.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-119, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-119.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes. Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 not voting, 1 absent.
Resolution 12-119 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 12-120, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Resolution R-12-120 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-120, authorizing the execution of certain contracts.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this is three contracts, one of which is for the YMCA, which is the FY13 Volunteer Fire Service pass-through account for recruitment and retention of emergency service personnel. The other is the Community Development Block Grant pass-through money for the City of Newark. And the other being State of Delaware Safety and Homeland Security is the transfer of past duties of the Sheriff's Office to the Capitol Police. There was an agreement made for the transfer of $300,000 over 3 years. This is the second installment of those three payments.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any member of council have questions, comments, Resolution 12-120? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 120, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-120.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Roll Call Bill 17, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-120 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-121, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 12-121 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-121, Plan of Traditions at White Creek, Mill Creek 100, north side of Paper Mill Road. 200 feet west of Limestone Road, reconfigure previously approved 64 attached townhouse dwelling units. Propose 12 additional attached units for a total of 76 dwelling units, condo unit complex, and changing street name of Colonial Way to Madison Lane, FC.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. This project has been before us several times. It was first project that was a rezoning in 2007 and included 64 townhouse condominium units. Because of the strict conformity portion of the code, if anything changed, it needed to come back through the rezoning review process, even though there was not going to be a rezoning. The developer asked that the units be changed from a frontage of 30 feet wide to 24 feet wide. After reviewing the market, felt that that was more marketable, and that by not changing the square footage allowed him to add 12 units. We approved that, and this resolution now brings this before us for a record plan, and also with this the change of the road Polonia Way to Madison Lane.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-121, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-121.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Yes.
President Roll Call Bill 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-121 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-122, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President. I would like Resolution 12-122 be read in by title only.
Second.
Resolution 12-122, authorizing county executive to institute condemnation proceedings to acquire easements on properties located at 80 Germain Drive, tax parcel number 07043200043. 82 Germain Drive, tax parcel number 07043400050, and 84 Germain Drive, tax parcel number 07043400051.
Mr. President, at this time, I would like Resolution 12-122 be tabled.
Second.
So there's a motion and a second to table Resolution 12-122. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution 12-122 is tabled. Moving on, Resolution 12-123, Councilman Smiley.
Mr. President, I would request that R-12-123 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-123, recognizing the reaffirmation of Newcastle County's AAA bond rating.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Once again, the Finance Department has done an outstanding job of guiding this Council and the Executive Branch towards acquiring another AAA bond rating. I'd like to commend them, and as was stated in the council meeting, you know, this is a partnership. You know, if the executive branch doesn't support it, council doesn't support it, and we work together to remain vigilant on our finances, we don't get it. And the irony is, you know, there was a very small blip in the paper recognizing this AAA bond rating. And the irony of that is, if it had it dropped from a AAA to a AA, the article probably would have taken up that screen behind you. But I just like to commend the Finance Department and all those in county government for continuing to be fiscally responsible.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Cartier.
Also, during the review of this resolution in the committee meeting today, Ed Mulawicki, our CFO, provided us with a list to give us an idea of how elite this AAA status is by all the rating agencies, all three of them, there are 37 counties in the United States that have this rating, and out of probably 3,000 or so counties, so Newcastle County stands in a very select group with excellent management of its finances. Also, we learned that in the course of refunding some of our former bonds in a recent refinancing, we were able to go to marketing and finance bonds at 1.97%, which is going to result in some $4 million in savings to the citizens of Newcastle County in terms of debt service. So once again, there's where you have the value of a AAA rating. And also, when we're going to finance projects like library, sewer, rehab, and the other, we're looking at, possible new paramedic stations. Having this AAA rating enables us to borrow funds at that extremely competitive low rate of interest. So it goes a long way to, maintaining this county and building a future.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, just to add to the comments previously made, of the 34 counties out of 3,000 plus in this country that have a positive recommendation out of Fitch, Moody's, and S&P, only 23 of those 34 counties still have a positive watch. In other words, some of those 34 are indicating a negative watch given their future. So we're in even rarefied. Basically two dozen counties in the country, so it's quite an achievement.
Any other questions or comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on subject matter of Resolution 12-123, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-123.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-123 is approved. Moving on to substitute number 1 to Resolution 12-124, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that substitute 1 to resolution number 12-124 be read by title only.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to resolution 12-124, authorizing the county executive to sign a memorandum of agreement with Christiana Care Health Services, Inc. related to a new paramedic station in Middletown.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As was stated in committee this afternoon, I fully support the proposed partnership between Newcastle County and Christiana Care Health Services. The partnership to build a new paramedic station on the freestanding emergency department property in the Middletown area. I also believe it's incumbent upon the county to plan a new station design that will support adding paramedic units at this new central station location as it becomes necessary to serve the future emergency medical services of Southern Newcastle County. I would hope that Christiana Medical, Christiana Care, Health Services, they work in partnership with a lot of community initiatives. And this is a very significant initiative. This station will be built in a very central location for the deployment of paramedics in the future in the southern Newcastle County, within the central growth zone. And so I would only ask tonight that by requesting council's consideration to table this this particular resolution this evening, what I'm simply looking for is to have request the administration, the Emergency Medical Services Division, to be prepared at our next Public Safety Committee meeting, which is 2 weeks from this evening, Tuesday, September 4th, and present review a draft design, and I say draft design, of the new paramedic station, including proposed square footage, interior design, and layouts of the new station. So at this point, just don't believe that we have totally sufficient information as to the sizing and layout future station to turn around and vote on this resolution tonight or to proceed with the resolution. So I'm asking for move that this resolution be tabled.
Second. It's been a motion and a second to table resolution 12 substitute number one resolution 12-124. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, slight comment if I may. It concerns me some that since our last meeting that these issues could not have been resolved. As far as I'm concerned, there's been enough time. There hasn't. I'm not really comfortable that this is a good move. I'm going to support the sponsoring council member. My concern is that eventually, if we continue down this path, that Christiana throws its arms up and says, we don't want to play in this game anymore. We don't need it. And this paramedic station gets pushed further down the road. Hopefully it doesn't have it. That is an overwhelming concern of mine. The sponsor feels comfortable with this. I'm going to support it as his request. But I really have some big concerns that Christiana decides that one handshake was enough. So.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Bell?
Yes, Mr. President, and I respect the opinion, the input, and comment made by my fellow councilman. That's why I made mention that I would hope in the spirit of good government and good community partnerships that our representative here tonight from Christiana Healthcare will go back and advise their folks that we're very sincere in wanting to improve our services. This is an opportunity for us. But at the same time, some of the concerns we have I mentioned this afternoon, the plan that it's supposed to mirror somewhat at Kirkwood Highway was a 4,000 square foot plan. It was reduced to 2,500 square foot. The plan out there, as we have heard testimony that you have to actually literally put up the bay doors to check the oil in the vehicles, a lack of sufficient room in between units. And so I would feel much more comfortable knowing what the guesstimated square foot of the equipment bays and other parts of the building would be. We've got an estimated cost of $750,000, and that certainly had to be based on some square footage, and we have not had that presented yet. I'm a firm believer, and you've heard Councilman Cartier mentioned earlier that as far as AAA bond ratings, honoring and recognizing our finance department on attaining AAA, that we're able to take advantage of lower interest rates at this point in time. So I'd like to see us build it right the first time, build for the future so that we don't have to come back 5 or 6 or 7, 8 years down the road when we want to add additional medic units to meet the citizen demand in the southern part of the county. Let's get it right from the beginning. And I will mention one other thing. The substitute number one to resolution 12-124, I had asked, it was sent over, and the council did review it and share with myself and co-chair Street, as well as finance and the administration, that in reviewing it, that the estimated cost of the lease differs from what the fiscal note actually stated. And so there is a slight problem there. And like I said, I think 2 weeks, I did personally reach out to the administration, and we've had numerous conversations over the past 3-4 weeks. Got a lot of good information back, but in all honesty, I just think we're not there yet. Like to know what the total square footage is, a good estimated cost, and let's build it for the folks that work out of there 24/7, and make sure that we're building the right thing. And once again, I appreciate the comment and input from Councilman Smiley, and once again, I would appreciate the cooperation of Christiana Healthcare Systems to work with us and us deliberating on doing the right thing.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I was not present at committee meetings today, and I don't know what did or did not transpire as related to the issue that I raised in the last committee meeting. I do know that as I continue on a regular basis going past the Wilmington Hospital, and I look to see who I see working, I'm still concerned. And because of that concern, I think that there is going, I don't anticipate that there'll be any change in who's working in Wilmington versus who's working elsewhere in the county. So, you know, I'm at a point now where it's not likely that I will support this, even though my name is on it as a sponsor.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have not had a chance to speak with Councilman Street since the meeting this afternoon. We shared similar concern at our previous meeting regarding diversity, and there has been some recognition of that concern. Not only did Councilman Street and myself express concern about diversity, but other council members joined in as well. The resolution has been changed. The memorandum of understanding has been changed to include the language that were used for the courthouse on Rodney Square. That language was part of the diversity initiative that we required of the developer. That same language is part of the resolution for the Chris Vanna Care Facility, and there are five different provisions that's included in the resolution that is being before us when it comes back to us in 2 weeks. And I just go through them. Work with Chris Vanna Care and the architect to identify local MBE, WBE firms and the trades within which they work. Provide all MBE, WBE firms interested in participating in the project with bid packages and drawings. Work with local contractors in Delaware as well as the local building trades to identify and solicit bids for future contracts for the project from local MBEs and WBEs. Utilize on the project existing MBE and WBE vendors of Bancroft Construction with which Bancroft has experience when and where available. And utilize on the project's MBE and WBEs when they are qualified and provide the lowest, most responsible bid. As I mentioned this afternoon, because of council's action with the courthouse, Petinero Corporation was, in fact, awarded the Diversity Builder of the Year as a result of them agreeing to our diversity plan. The issue I brought forth today was one of, since we are having the contract with and the memorandum of understanding with Christiana Care, how would this trickle down to folk that are actually going to be on the job? And to repeat Councilman Shelton's concern that, you know, it matters who's on the job, who we're actually seeing getting the work. And this discussion has taken place with Bancroft Construction, and I was told this afternoon that they, in fact, agreed to the terms that we have in the resolution today.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Street.
That's all well and good, and that may please some folks, and that may denote progress for some folks, but I know who's working over at 14th and Washington right now. I said this before, and I know the history of how folks have been treated and what's transpired, and I go all the way back to, and folks will say you're mixing apples and oranges. Well, maybe I am, but it's fruit. Okay, I'm not going to trust an operation where I see there's not a whole lot of folks of color working now, and knowing their history when they shut down two hospitals in the city and took all those jobs and everything pertaining there to out of the city. And I know how folks are treated in the city going into the emergency room and what's posted and what is being said. So across the board, I'm not going to be, the likelihood of me being able to trust them and what's set forth in the agreement not changing anything is slim to none.
Any other questions, comments, and members of council? Councilman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I would just like to reiterate Councilman Smiley's concern at the last meeting. I had the same concern. We've now gone several weeks beyond that and now another 2 weeks. And if this is something that is prominent in our scope of how we would like to treat our paramedics and give that southern area of the county a better facility for them, I do have some concern that if this project continues to be built without a memorandum of agreement, sign that we will lose out on this.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kirkpatrick. We have a motion before us to table, and we have a second. Any further discussion? If not, let's take a vote on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Substitute number one to Resolution 12-124 is tabled. Moving on to Resolution 12-125, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I would request that R12-125 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-125, plan of Newcastle Town Center, Newcastle 100 North Side, 273 east of Churchman's Road and west of New Churchman's Road. Redevelop 58.89 acre former gravel pit with 476,248 square feet of commercial shopping center, CR zoning.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, and this, despite the heading, just clarification, this is not my wife's resolution, it is mine, and I've had no medical procedures done. So... moving forward.
In the copy I have, it's fixed, but...
Yeah, I might know mine isn't. Anyway, going forward, on a serious note, this is a parcel that is located off 273 near the intersection of 13. Was once a borrow pit, was then basically a graveyard for old trailers, and was a mulch place. This will definitely not only improve that parcel, will bring a lot of much-needed jobs to that area for people of all ages. It's on a major public transit route. And I think it will not only improve the value of that piece of property, but the property in the surrounding area. So I'd ask for council support.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Bell.
Now, Mr. President, just want to make comment because I was out of the committee for a while working on some... other legislation and questions over that legislation, but I applaud Councilman Smiley's introduction of this resolution. This is exactly what redevelopment should be. This is a good sound plan. It's in a location that is conducive to this this type of development. Its neighbors and neighboring properties are commercial and the highway system is there with some minor improvements, and I just want to go on record publicly supporting this project, and I think that it really speaks well for the applicant, the fact of redeveloping an area that will end up being a very useful area to the citizens of the county.
Thank you, Councilman Bell, and since you said it, I'll just second it. And what a prime example of what redevelopment should be in this county. Councilman Cartier? Oh, I'm sorry, Councilman Sheldon?
I just wanted to echo what both my fellow councilmen said. And it's so funny, I was talking to my mother this past weekend. I just went over. The Sheldon family actually came over, and that was one of their first farms across from Rambledon Acres. Now it's been sold many generations since then. They married into the Butler family, as me and Bill Powers were talking about, and actually the Townsend. Somehow one of my family's members have been married to Mr. Townsend and went to be governor and so forth. But they landed there, and they didn't sell it to the original owner, but then he went to what's called Deacon's Walk, and he got in a mad and fist fight there. And the only thing we have there is Sheldon Drive. So the family has no more land, I was told, not to worry about inheriting anything. But it's very good that about the redevelopment there, because as kids, we remember that as gravel pits for years and years. So I'm glad it's being brought to life.
Any other further comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter Resolution 12-125, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-125.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Ratta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Creek?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call rests. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-125 is approved. On to item I. We have no ordinances before us tonight. Move to item J, time-sensitive or honorary resolutions. We have Resolution 12-127. I move that this resolution be read by title only and placed before councils for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-127, honoring the life of Karen Griffith Weiner and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
As per the title, we are here today to bring this resolution forward as a council body to honor and remember the life of Councilman Weiner's wife, former wife Karen Weiner, and to really honor our fellow councilmen as well. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I appreciate this resolution. Karen was an inspiration to her students at Harlan Elementary, Claymont Elementary, and then at P.S. DuPont. She inspired her students to achieve excellence, and when I, at her celebration of life, saw the many teachers and parents and students that were there to honor her, I was very touched by it, and to see my daughters following in her footsteps in related fields of education. Well, my one daughter is working in North Africa with Tanzania and Morocco in education. My other daughter is teaching Bank of America students. I'm inspired and will hopefully use her life and its lessons to help lead me future. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Any other comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on Resolution 12-127, please step forward. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution number 12-127.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
President, the roll call.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution number 12-127 has been approved.
Thank you.
Moving on, Resolution 12-128. I ask that Resolution number 12-128 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-128, congratulating Joel Rice for achieving the rank of Chief of Staff.
As per title, we enjoy as a council recognizing the significant achievement and the community service involved in attaining the rank of Eagle Scout. I would ask support from our council to honor yet another Eagle in our Newcastle County. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Thank you very much, Council of Council. Before we vote on Resolution 12-128, it's been brought to my attention that I need to have a oral amendment to Resolution 12-128 to make sure that the title on the Eagle being honored matches up with the therefore clause, and I move that the name Michael Sterrett in the therefore clause be removed and substituted for the actual Eagle Scout, Joel Rice.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to correct the name in the therefore clause of the resolution to Joel Rice. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? No one? All right. Motion approved. The amended resolution number 12-128 is before us.
There goes his name change merit badge.
Sure, you got the right name.
All right. Grant's nodding, so yes. Any other discussion? Resolution 12-128, members of council. Seeing none, open floor to the public. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 12-128 as modified by oral amendment.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Yes.
Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-128 is approved, as modified, is approved. Moving on to Resolution 12-129, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like Resolution number 12-129 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-129, honoring and thanking Christina Blumendahl for her dedicated service to Newcastle County Council.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes, this resolution is presented in the presentation part of the agenda to Christina. You know, honors her tremendous service as the first legislative aide in the expansion 8th County Council District, and I think she set a standard that'll be hard to match, and we wish her all the best in her new career moving on to another department in county government.
Thank you, Councilman Cardi. Could I ask for permission to have the honoree take the stand for questioning? Just kidding. I would like to say and repeat what I said in our council meeting. As a newcomer to state, to newcomer to government and public service, I had the pleasure of interacting with Christina throughout much of my state rep district, and I can say she was at every county meeting, every place, members of boards and committees, well beyond her legislative duties on council. You will be losing a fine representation. The county council will be losing a fine representation, but the good news is Department of Community Services will be gaining a great asset. So I thank Christina for all her help to me and to our council these years.
We have public comment.
And I see any more comments from members of council. I see a member of the public. Please sign in, state your name for the record, your full legal name for the record.
My name is Grant Firestone. I work for the Newcastle County Council President. Because Tom knew Christina, before coming to council, she was the first other aide I met, and I just wanted to thank her for all her help in transitioning me into this position, as well as the other aides, but she was the first one and the first one that I got to know. So thanks, Christina.
Any other member of public wishing to embarrass Christina, please step forward at this time. If so, we can continue to embarrass her in public, in private. Councilman Sheldon?
No.
Oh, okay. Are
not
you sure?
This time, no.
Not at this time. Not at this time. All right, seeing no more further public embarrassment, we will reluctantly close the floor to the public and not reluctantly call for the vote on Resolution 12-129. Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm thinking.
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wine?
Yes.
President Rofar, Resolution.
Resolution 12-129 is somehow unanimously approved. Congratulations, and thank you. Moving on, item K, introduction consideration of emergency ordinances. I do not have any before me. Seeing none, moving on to public comment. Any member of public wish to address council? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.
I'm looking for references that I can give Councilman Cartier for the job, if anybody will help me.